More than a dozen people lost limbs in the Boston Marathon bombing. We heard about one of them, Celeste Corcoran, this week on Morning Edition, and she talked about how a visit by two Marines who'd lost legs in Afghanistan gave her hope.
After I met them, it was like this, you know, this little spark, this little light was sort of like, you know, it's really going to be okay.
One of those Marines was a young captain named Cam West. NPR's Tom Bowman profiled Captain West a year and a half ago when he was just out of the hospital and learning how to get around on a prosthetic limb. This week, Tom spoke with him again and reports on how he's doing and how he came to help victims of the Boston bombing.
Obviously, she got her pretty looks from you, huh?
In a video taken just days after the Marathon bombing, Cam West breezes into the hospital room like a coach trying to inspire the team at halftime. Celeste Corcoran sits in a chair, the stubs of her leg wrapped in gauze. She's holding hands with her daughter, Sydney, who is also injured. West leans over Celeste and grips the arms of her chair. She dabs away tears, can barely speak. He moves in close and waves a hand above what remains of her legs.
This doesn't matter. This is just a change of scenery. It really is.
Next to Cam West in the hospital video is Sergeant Gabe Martinez. A bomb took both his legs. West tells her Gabe now competes in the Paralympics in track and field. Celeste starts to brighten.
Really?
And you may want to do that one day.
Cam West knows what it feels like to wake up groggy and confused in a hospital, his parents at the foot of his bed. It was the fall of 2011. He was just starting on the road to recovery. Even then, he was telling himself he could once again lead Marines in combat.
Shooting, running, and gunning like I did before, it's going to be a little trickier now. Definitely possible, but, you know, I'm not going to blow smoke.
And he told us about his fallback plan.
Be a rancher in Colorado. If I don't do the Marine Corps thing, look for me poking cows, longhorns.
Today, he's still a Marine, but he helps civilians cope with the loss of a limb through the Semper Fi Fund, which supports critically injured Marines and their families. West and a handful of other Marines have visited 14 amputees at four Boston hospitals. For Marines in Afghanistan, losing a limb is too common. West Unit had the highest casualty rate for Marines in the past decade. Its mission took it to a nest of Taliban fighters and roadside bombs. It was so bad, some Marines strapped on loose tourniquets before heading out on patrol. Losing a leg is not supposed to happen here to middle-aged Americans and their children watching a road race in a city street, which makes their adjustment that much harder.
And some of them not waking up till 2 or 3 days later, missing a limb that they had 48 hours prior, and not knowing exactly what occurred or how it occurred. Yeah, it's a pretty big shock.
The Marines told the Boston amputees about rehabilitation, about prosthetics, that there would be good days and bad. But Cam West says just standing there maybe helped more.
The mobility that we had, the positive spirits that we had, and the motivation that we had, I think that does more than anything you can actually really tell them.
Cam West and his fellow Marines say they're planning to go back to Boston again and again to encourage those who lost a limb that day. And what about Cam West? He's decided that combat's no longer for him, so he's going with that fallback plan, a ranch. But not in Colorado. It will be along the Georgia-Alabama border where he was born. He already has 8 cowboy hats and still watches John Wayne movies almost daily.
I've got a nice piece of property. I'm going to raise beef cattle and live the southern solitude life.
Well, not that secluded. He'll get married at the end of the year. His fiancée, he says, is a cowgirl at heart. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered.